And now it's time for Southern California's sports fishing voice. Let's talk hookup. For the next 2 hours, join Pete Gray, Rock Cod Rick Mexa, Corey Sandin, and this week's special expert guest for fishing information, new techniques to catch more fish, and the most current scoop on what's happening in the water. Let's Talk Hookup is sponsored in part by Royal Polaris, the world's finest long-range sports fisher. By Ford, the official truck of Let's Talk Hookup, and Shimano Rods and Reels. Fish with the best, Shimano. Get ready for the fastest 2 hours on radio with the hosts of Let's Talk Hookup, Pete Gray, Rock God Rick Mexa, and Corey Sandin.
Good morning, anglers, and welcome to Let's Talk Hookup. I'm Pete Gray, all by myself today because everybody else is sick. But I have a fabulous guest in with me here in the world headquarters of Let's Talk Hookup here, right next to the San Diego Landings in Point Loma. El Presidente himself, Dave Pfeiffer from Shimano, is here, and we're going to be talking Shimano and CCA and a whole lot more, so you stay tuned. This is Southern California's Sport Fishing Voice. It's Let's Talk Hookup on the Let's Talk Hookup app and YouTube and Facebook Live and 97.3 The Fan.
Information is everything when it comes to catching fish in Southern California. You need a code group to connect with what's happening on the water. FishDope.com is your code group. Inside information available at your fingertips 7 days a week, 24 hours a day. FishDope.com really does help you catch more fish and burn less fuel. FishDope.com is the only fish finding service with a spotter plane, along with a crew of top anglers on the water almost every day that report actual locations and catches. They become your code group. You get daily catch reports from Point Conception to San Quintin, 365 days a year. FishDope.com has online planning tools, temperature and chlorophyll charts, hot bite icons, and more. Take it from me, if you don't have FishDope.com, you're not part of the in-the-know crowd. Membership is affordable and good for an entire year. Plus, use the special code and save $30 on a new FishDope.com membership. Check it out today. FishDope.com. Catch more fish, burn less fuel. This year, make reliable boating your resolution and back it with exhilarating deals with a new Yamaha outboard during Yamaha's New Year, New Reliability sales event. From now until March 31st, 2025, purchase a new eligible Yamaha 450 to 30 horsepower outboard and get up to 7 years of coverage protection. Looking to hit the water with lower horsepower? There's a deal for you too. Purchase a new Yamaha 25 to 2.5 horsepower outboard and receive up to $200 in dealer credit toward the purchase of additional goods and services. Don't miss this limited time offer. Visit your local Yamaha dealer today. Yamaha, reliability starts here. Offer ends March 31st, 2025. Subject to change. Other restrictions and conditions apply. Select models exclude 24-month Yamaha extended service added to a 36 or 60-month factory limited warranty. Choice offered to Florida residents is a 24-month Yamaha limited warranty. See authorized participating Yamaha outboard dealer for details. Cannot be used with any other Yamaha offer.
Welcome back to Let's Talk Hookup. Great to be here. Great to be back and from a big trip down to Chile and getting full speed ahead here in San Diego and right next to the world headquarters, right here in the world headquarters. Let's Talk Hookup. And we're going to, and of course, Ricky, poor Ricky. Get well, Rick, and get well, Corey, and it's going to be a fun weekend here because we have some great guests this weekend, but one of the guests that we always look forward to having is Mr. Dave Pfeiffer. Good morning.
Good morning,
Peter. Let me turn your mic up, and that would help, right? There we go. All right. Yeah, we got you now. All right. Well, great to hear from you, and great to thank you for coming back to Southern California here.
Thank you. I appreciate it. It's been so long. I'm nervous this morning.
Yeah, well, yeah. It has been. I mean, it's been a couple of years since you've come into the world headquarters here.
Yeah. Interrupted that coming down. So, yeah, appreciate you having me.
Yeah. Oh, you know what? I've got the wrong mic on. So there we go. Now we're going to hear you.
Oh, okay.
Now we can hear you.
All right.
Now we have you loud and clear. I just, you know, I was explaining to you earlier, we have a lot of new buttons and bells here in the world headquarters, and I've been Ricky's did a great job while I was gone. Rick and Corey did a great job while I was gone, and fantastic. But I have to retrain myself on pushing all the buttons and bringing all the mics up. So
that's a sign you're taking too much time off, Pete.
Well,
let's be honest.
I have to do field research, David. I have to do field research.
I understand.
Yeah. But anyway, great to have you. So what's been going on at Shimano?
Oh, there's always a lot going on in Shimano, and because I live it every day, when someone asks me that question, it kind of puts me on the spot, and I always I always stutter because I say I don't know a lot, but we just introduced quite a bit of new products, some really fun stuff for this year, and we'll have more coming out later this year, but that's new Stella, new Tranks, and then, of course, we recently have started our first renewal of Talica, which has been really exciting, and that's a very popular reel for here. So there's always a lot going on. Lots and lots going on.
So tell me about the new Tranks, the Tranks 300,
yep,
right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
So we changed a few things on it that I think will be really good and important, especially for anglers here, because I think a lot of anglers here probably push Tranks even more than in a lot of other areas that where people fish around the country. Meaning, when I say push, meaning push the limits of it. So the new body construction is going to really help with that. Where we make the body and side plate out of all one piece, so it makes it more rigid and stronger, especially under heavy drag. That makes a big difference. And then we change the cast control system to make it easier to adjust and a little bit more user friendly there. And then our X-Protect system to help reduce on corrosion, which is always an issue for lots of folks on, you know, fishing in salt water. So I think Tranks will be really good for people. So that's starting with the 300.
Now, Tranks has always had X-Protect, right?
Yeah.
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 And did they upgrade the X-Protect?
There's been some changes with the body construction changes. There was some internal changes on X-Protect as well.
Yeah.
Yeah.
All right. And then, of course, the new Talicas are pretty amazing.
The new Talicas are going really, really well. A lot of really nice upgrades on the new Talicas.
Yeah. And, I mean, how can you make the perfect reel even better? But you did.
Yeah. There's always, you know, it's just the main thing there is that, you know, it takes a while to see all the different ways that people are using our products in the market. And so being on the East Coast now, you see there's no similarities between how Talica is used on the West Coast and how Talica is used on the East Coast. And so we had to take all that into account in producing the new Talica. So the first generation Talica was really built primarily with West Coast in mind. But as people adopted it on the East Coast, we had to make some changes. But we also improved the Talica, I think, a lot for people on the West Coast. And, you know, starting with, I think with PCS, we're going to have an interactive display where people can really see how much more power and efficiency Talica has in the new generation over the old generation.
Oh, so yeah. How are you going to do that?
The demonstration, or how did we do it engineering?
No, how are you going to do a demonstration of that?
I'm serious. Just have the two reels side by side.
The previous version.
Previous and new one on a mounted display where you can just simply crank up a weight and you know, you just watch people's face. They're just amazed because they
that
didn't think
much
it, yeah,
difference.
It's
huh?
significantly.
And which
different.
Reel? You could, and now, of course, it comes in the 12, the 16, the 20, and the 25. Right.
I
now.
Think for the display we do 25s.
The 25s.
Yeah. Yep.
That's a beast of a reel.
It is a beast of a reel.
Yeah.
Even more of a beast of a reel now with because there's at heavy drag your winding pressure is so much less now. Meaning on you, the rotation is so much easier at heavy drag than it was
lower
before.
Low gear too, right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. And the whole body is smaller, so it's a little bit more compact, but the same capacity. So the 25 has the new handle, which I think everybody here will like, which is the bigger handle knob. Just a lot of upgrades for everybody here, especially the way people fish here.
And they're available now.
Yep. They're out there.
And then you mentioned a new Stella too.
Yeah, we upgraded Stella in a lot of ways, and Stella just keeps growing and growing in terms of the way people are using it, but also just the innovations on Stella. Very similar. We improved the casting efficiency, the infinity loop for longer casts, smaller loops, better line lay, and more drag. We improved the drag system on Stella.
How is that possible?
It's possible in the spool design because the drag washers sit in the spool. So the drag washers are not only larger, but they're stacked and built differently to achieve more drag because especially up in the Northeast, that tuna fishery just is growing and growing. And, I mean, there's people catching 400, 500, 600-pound bluefin tunas on spinning gear now.
So, no.
Oh, yeah, absolutely.
Like on bait, on poppers? No,
poppers and jerk baits.
Poppers and jerk baits?
Yeah.
You catch a big tuna like that?
Yeah, they don't really fish live baits on them at all, not with the spinning. That's more conventional, Tiagra 130s and stuff. So, yeah.
Wow. That's but Stella casts. So how do you increase... We're not a big, of course, the West Coast is not a huge spinning reel market. However,
you know, if that bluefin tuna starts popping up again like it has in the past, where they're eating the poppers and the surface tires and stuff like that, it's the tool.
Yeah, and so simply changing the winding shape and a few other things about the spool dynamic, we can get smaller, tighter loops coming off the spool that provide a lot better casting distance and a lot better line lay.
Wow.
Yeah.
It doesn't seem possible, but your engineers are so amazing.
Yeah, well, they've got to push themselves too, and they got to keep changing and advancing. And again, I keep saying, but keep up with how people are demanding change by how they're using the product.
Yeah.
So that's the main thing.
The spinning market is it's much more East Coast, right?
If you talk saltwater, yes, 100, there's a lot more spinning use on the East Coast than there is here. But it's a very, very different fishery. I mean, anything from medium grade yellowfin tuna to medium grade bluefins and giant bluefins, they're all using spinning, either in the what's called the jig and pop market. So either jigging, like butterfly jigging and et cetera, slow pitch, they're using spinning, or poppers and jerkbaits, because when it gets to that size fish, you cannot, at least back there, consistently and all day, throw a conventional reel of enough size to catch those fish.
Yeah. Now, when I fish with you in your new home in South Carolina, we used mostly conventional reels.
We did.
A lot of it.
Yes, for trolling, for sure.
Trolling.
Yeah.
But we were jigging with a lot of conventional.
Well, that's only because that's my preference. But
okay.
I still prefer conventional myself for jigging, but an awful lot of people jig with spinning up there, too. And again, also, if you're fishing, big bluefin, like 300, 400, 500-pound bluefin jigging, you're not going to do that with a conventional reel all day. We don't even make anything really that's right for that.
Because of the castability?
No, it's just the size and the gear ratio and everything and just how it works. Like, you could do that with a Stella 10,000 or 14,000 or something like that, or even larger. You can jig all day with that.
Yeah.
But you can't jig all day with on a jigging rod, like slow pitch or something, with a Talica 20 or 25. It'll just wear you out.
So there's less effort. What you're saying is there's less effort using a Stella.
Yeah, for that size gear for that size fish. Yeah.
And interesting. I never would have thought that. I would have thought the opposite. But I guess once you use it, you see. I've experienced catching big tuna on Stella.
Mm-hmm.
It's amazing how powerful and easier you can in some ways easier to land. And people here on the West Coast will say, no way. No way you're going to land that fish on a spinning reel.
Yeah.
It's a different mindset.
It's a different mindset, and it's just, I mean, again, if you go up to the Northeast, it's just a daily thing that everybody's fishing that and catching 300 to even 500-pound bluefin tunas on
hard
spinning reels all day. I mean, it's all day long, and they wouldn't use anything else.
So. Really?
No, they're doing a lot. You also have to be up for that, you know.
Yeah.
You have to be up physically.
Yeah, there's no rail, right?
No, there's no rail. And
do they harness up?
No,
harness at all.
No. Some do, don't get me wrong. Yeah. But most of them don't. And but again, most of that jigging is still going to be on fish that are probably 150 pounds or less.
Uh-huh.
But you don't know if you're going to hook a 300, 400, 500-pound fish
sure.
either. There's a guy in our office who caught one that was just under 500 pounds on Stella jigging. He was jigging all day and got that one bite. And
wow.
Yeah, it was a fantastic fish.
Yeah.
And then in Japan, they use, same thing, jigging 100% spinning.
All the jigging.
Yeah.
So, like, what you're saying is that people, like, yo-yo fishing for yellowtail here, they'd be happier using a spinning reel? Or
no, I wouldn't say that, because yo-yo is different, really, than, like, slow pitch or other jigging.
Yeah.
And yo-yo, it's a straight line, fast as you can go, and I think conventional is superior in that situation.
Okay.
So, yeah.
But what about, like, jigging with heavy jigs? Like, nighttime jigging, you still want to stick with Talica?
I think because of the way they do that here, they're not jigging the entire water column.
Yeah.
Right? It's a very narrow water column where they're marking the fish. I think conventional still makes the most sense for that, and then you can immediately go to the rail technique and everything else.
Yeah.
It's not that spinning wouldn't work. It's just, you know, again, if you're slow pitch fishing or regular speed jigging, you're fishing a big section of the water column. Whereas the jigging that we're doing for bluefin tuna here it's a very small portion of the water column, right? You're essentially fishing where those fish are holding,
yes.
But you're not jigging, truly jigging through like 100 feet of water.
Where you have to make movement on the jig through a large area.
Yeah, you don't need to do that as much.
And that's what you're saying is that's the advantage of spinning,
yep.
Is when you're going through a large section, you're able to move the jig the proper way where it's going to get bit bait.
Exactly. When you have to part a lot of action with the rod and the reel together to get the right action on the jig, and you're talking large fish, spinning really actually excels. But if you don't have to utilize the rod and the jig through a large area of the water column, conventional is great.
Yeah.
I would rather go that way. I would opt that way.
Yeah, you would. So rods, of course, Your partner G. Loomis, mm-hmm. and of course Shimano makes some fabulous rods. Talk about rods first.
Well, we're doing a lot in rods too. We introduced a lot of new jigging rods. True jigging rods, especially slow pitch rods with our Infinity Motive, and we had really a lot of fun with it. We did a three-part jigging series shot in Charleston on my boat for Infinity Motive, and that was really really fun. It's a longer than traditional rod for long sweeps on slow pitch that give you a tremendous amount of control on the jig on slow pitch, which is really important. And then we have new grappler rods, and we have new Osea plugger rods for that jig and pop market. And then, of course, we still have, you know, a lot of different rods. So today we'll give away one of the G. Loomis rail rods, extra heavy, which I think will be the IMX Pro Offshore.
I've used those rods. I've caught big fish on those rods. They're unbelievable.
Super comfortable.
Super light.
Yeah, very light, very comfortable.
It's the IMX Pro Offshore.
Yep.
And it's going to be, we selected an extra heavy, which I really like that extra. The double X, they do make a double extra heavy. And it's for a little older guy like me, it's a little... It's heavy.
I'm an older guy now too, and I know when I was on the show when I was young, I always went for like the heaviest, toughest stuff to fish. And now I'm like, you know what? This one will be a little easier on everybody. I just assume everyone's my age now, I guess.
So, what's the difference? Explain that. Why would you go with an extra heavy versus a double extra heavy? I mean, you can still land the same fish on both rods, right?
Yeah, you can. I think a lot depends on like a lot of things. What size fish are you generally in? And I mean, if you were pretty much largely in, you know, fish that are like 200 pounds or maybe over 200 pounds, I think you're gonna want the extra heavy. And because especially on the sport boat where you may have to put a lot of heat on that fish as hard and fast as you can, but the extra heavy is a little more versatile for smaller fish, and it will certainly handle larger fish, but it just gives you a broader range, I think, is all. Yeah. But, you know, again, that's just what are we in here? Are we in 60 to 80, 100-pound fish, or are we in, like, 150 to 250s?
250s, yeah. So that rod we're giving away, which would be a G. Loomis Railroad, it's the IMX Pro Offshore. You've heard Brandon Nelson talk a lot about it here on the radio show. Extra heavy. What would you match that with as far as reel goes?
You know, you could. There's a pretty broad range there that you could do a TAC 20, you could do a TAC 25. You could go smaller. You could go all the way down to like a Talica 12. That's really what you're more comfortable with, and again, where you're fishing and what's the range of fish. But I think on something like that, a Talica 20 is a great match.
Talica 20 is a perfect
for
that. Especially the new version.
Yeah, because the new version is a little more compact and lighter. But still, tremendous amount of drag, capacity, everything that you need. So
and the 20A versus the 20 Talica hold the same amount of line, right?
Capacities are all the same.
Exactly the same.
Yeah.
How do you do that?
That's just really the machining process where we can take more as we. And I'm not an engineer, so I'm gonna give you the total layman's thing. Is that just that through the different metals we use in the machining process, we can maintain the strength and take more material out.
I see. Okay.
So there's, you know, the height of it is smaller, but we keep the same size spool, but the material around the spool and everything is reduced. So, it's a noticeable difference.
Yeah, for sure. Now, G. Loomis, you guys own G. Loomis, and you kind of help guide them into the market, but G. Loomis is also known for fly rods. That's kind of their where. And I have to mention that down in Patagonia, I used for the first time the NRX Plus LP, which is light presentation, made for dry fly fishing or just lighter casts. unbelievable rod.
Yeah.
And it was the talk of the lodge. I got to tell you, everyone, oh, you have one of those NRX Plus LPs? Oh, man, that's quite a rod. And it is. I let people try it, and they go, whoa.
Yeah, it's
the
nice.
Presentation on the dry fly on that rod, I'm throwing it out for my fellow fly fishing people out there, is amazing.
I used it in Montana several times, too. And it's just, it's so intuitive. You just pick it up, and it's just so easy. You don't even think about it.
No.
And fly goes where you want, how you want. And
I mean,
that's what a fly rod's supposed to do.
Exactly.
So, and I know there's a lot of really nice fly rods out there, but the LP is really, really a nice, easy to fish rod.
Yeah, definitely have to check that out. Well, as you can hear, we have a great show lined up for you. We haven't even ventured into PowerPro yet.
No.
And I want to talk. I want to talk about PowerPro because of the exciting stuff about PowerPro,
especially for this market.
Yes, for sure. And if you want to join us in this first hour on the Fan, 833-288-0973. Again, 833-288-0973. And, of course, for both hours, you can join us on the Let's Talk Hookup app via text. And you just open the Let's Talk Hookup app, and you can text the show, and we can get you on the air and get your question on the air for Dave. It's a rare opportunity to talk to the main man, the guy that runs the whole show here in the United States, Dave from Shimano, here on the show. So if you want to join us, on the text, just text the show or on the Fan, 833-288-0973. And as we said, we're giving away to one lucky caller or texter that we'll select at the end of the show today, the G Lumis Rail Rod, the IMX Pro Offshore Series, extra heavy style, so you can go catch one of those big bluefin this summer. And when we come back, we're going to talk more today, take your phone calls, take your texts. You're listening to Let's Talk Hookup, Southern California Sport Fishing Voice on the Let's Talk Hookup app, YouTube and Facebook Live, and 97.3 The Fan.
24 years ago, I visited this amazing place called Hataguay Archipelago. I just could not get enough of this amazing island. Natural beauty, friendly people, and phenomenal fishing. I knew I needed to spend more time there. Moving forward to today, here I am, a fishing lodge owner. Hi, this is Valerie Hopridge from Queen Charlotte Safaris in beautiful Hideaway Islands, British Columbia, Canada. We're a boutique lodge just steps from the Sanskrit Harbor, offering truly a unique fishing adventure. Our fishing is world class. You will fish for king salmon, halibut, ling cod, crabbing, and much more. Our fishing grounds are unspoiled, untouched, and surrounded by stunning scenery. We're dedicated to making your adventure an experience that will bring a lifetime of memories. We will welcome you as friends, and you will leave as part of our Queen Charlotte Safaris family. We are booking now. Please give me a call at 1-877-815-2892 or check us out on Instagram, Facebook, or visit our website qcsafaris.com.
Hey, this is Captain Benny Florentino, owner-operator of Coastal Charters. Just want to announce that I'll be running the Camus 26 hybrid boat from West Coast Marine in Costa Mesa. Hybrid being a center console with bay boat features. The boat features a Michael Peters stepped hull that'll give both myself and my guests a comfortable dry ride. West Coast Marine in Costa Mesa will be carrying the 26 hybrid, 28 hybrid, and also a 34 cat. Heck, they even have some great looking bass boats. But if you have any other questions, feel free to call Nick Kelly or Kyle Mesa at West Coast Marine in Costa Mesa, and we'll see you on the water.
Take it from Captain Benny Florentino. West Coast Marine in Costa Mesa is your source for Camus boats as well as Parker boats, Yamaha outboards, and now Mercury outboards. Sales and service, the finest you can find. Go see Nick and the guys at West Coast Marine on Newport Boulevard in Costa Mesa or check westcoastmarine.com.
Whether you're boating, floating, paddling, fishing, or just chilling, remember a good day on the water always starts with everyone wearing life jackets. Save the ones you love. Life jackets save lives. A message from California State Parks Division of Boating and Waterways.
Gas prices are going up, up, up. So now more than ever, you need Summit Gasoline at the San Diego Sports Arena. Pull up to the newly expanded Summit Gasoline and get low, low gas and diesel prices for your car, truck, and boat. It can now accommodate 24 cars and trucks to fuel at the same time, plus 12 diesel boats, plus 100 pounds of free ice with a minimum 35-gallon fill-up. Easy in and out, too. Step into the Summit Bistro and enjoy what Martha and her crew have for you on things you can use. Fresh-made burritos, sandwiches, salads, along with beer, beverages, and, of course, always free ice.
So many Let's Talk Hookup listeners have taken advantage of Summit Gasoline's low prices, great service, and free ice. They have become the largest seller of fresh gourmet ice in Southern California. Summit also sells frozen bait and fishing licenses 24 hours a day. Summit Gasoline, low prices, friendly staff, free ice, and easy in and out with your boat and trailer at the San Diego Sports Arena.
Welcome back to Let's Talk Hookup right here on the Let's Talk Hookup app and 97.3 The Fan. Great show with Mr. Dave Pfeiffer from Shimano here. And a lot to talk about here with Dave. And super good. If you want to join us on The Fan, have a chance to win that Gene Loomis Railrod IMX Pro Offshore Series. You can join us at 833-288-0973. Or you can join us via the Let's Talk Hookup app. Or, of course, YouTube and Facebook Live is available too. So I have a great question here, and we want to talk about PowerPro, and here's a perfect lead-in for this question about PowerPro, and it's from Baja Ben, and he says, what's the difference between regular PowerPro and Max Quattro PowerPro, and are there other types of PowerPro made besides those two? So leads perfect into the new one.
Big question. So Max Quattro, simplest explanation is it's about 25% thinner than standard PowerPro for the same contest. So like a comparison would be, you could fit, basically it gives you more capacity of line on your reel,
which is always nice, and the higher strength. So like 65-pound Max Quattro is roughly the line diameter of 50-pound standard. Okay, so you get more capacity. And I really like that because I like the thinnest line I can get away with.
40%?
25%.
25%.
Roughly speaking, yeah. So I like the thinnest line because there's less drag in the water, et cetera, especially for jigging. But we just introduced Max Quattro metered. So it changes color every 100 feet. So this is an absolutely perfect line, especially for the type of fishing that everyone does out here for bluefin when you're jigging at night, because you know exactly where your line is, or where your, pardon me, your lure is. So it changes color every 100 feet. There's a hash mark in between, so you can easily figure out where you are. It's great for jigging.
When you say a hash mark in between?
Just like a color. So if it changes from blue to orange, in between the blue and orange, there's a space with a black mark.
How
in there.
Cool is that?
Yeah.
Because sometimes you can, like, okay, which color did I just go through?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. So you can tell that. So,
great. So that's still going to be 25% thinner.
Yeah.
So you could fish 100 pound, and it would be the size of 80.
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah. And, so
and that's available now.
It's available. It's awesome for jigging. For the group out here, this is a hand crank swordfish market. Couldn't be better for sword fishing, hand crank. Like if you use an Italica 25 or a Italica 50 or a Tiagra 25 or a
when you say
Tiagra
hand
50.
Crank without an electric reel.
Yeah, no electric reel. Yeah. So you want to know where your depth is. If you want to fish 600 feet, you count out six colors and you know you are exactly 600 feet. So there's, and similar for trolling, for a lot of aspects. Like if you're trolling Mad Max and you want to know how far back it is, you know if you're at 200 feet or 300 feet back. So if you're staggering them with two different rods, again, you know exactly where you are. So there's so many uses for Max Quattro. But the second part of that question is, do we make other, PowerPro products? Yes, we do. We make a lot of them. So we make Super Slick, which is a more supple PowerPro with a smoother finish on it. And that's it because it's an 8-end line. That is a really, really nice product if you're doing a lot of casting and especially in lighter pound tests. So that's really great. And then we make Hollow Ace, and our hollow is probably one of the easiest hollows on the market for splicing, serving mono or fluorocarbon. So we make Hollow Ace in all the necessary sizes. And then, you know, we make Depth Hunter, which is standard PowerPro and metered. So we make a lot of them, and all of them are on our PowerPro website, powerpro.com, and they're all explained there. But I could spend the entire show talking about all the uses for all the different PowerPros.
Well, Hollow Ace is amazing.
Hollow Ace is amazing.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Easy to splice, easy to do everything with it.
It really is.
So far superior to everything else.
Yeah, it's nice.
Yeah.
It's very nice.
So you guys are going to be at the PCS show.
We are.
Big presence there, right?
Yep. Yep.
And you're going to have that, of course, that Italica demonstration. You'll have guys showing off the new Power Pro.
Yep, Max Quattro metered will be there. Yep.
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, all the Power Pro will be all there, the but we'll have the Max Quattro metered there so people can see how that works.
And too. Then you got Benny Ortiz that be teaching people about speed jigging, right?
Well, about he's especially a slow pitch master,
slow pitch.
But all things jigging, Benny is one of the really foremost jigging experts in the country. And the guy has such a great way about him that his ability to explain jigging and jigging techniques and his patience and
he's just
really a super, super great guy for that. And I've had a chance to fish with him a few times. He filmed that Infinity Motive shoot with us in Charleston. And it was just fantastic. We had I couldn't even tell you how many different species we had over the course of 3 days, but just fantastic fishing. All those are on YouTube. Really, the cool part is, I mean, it was really neat to see them, but it was also very informative from Benny about how he utilizes the rod to work different jigs in different situations. And slow pitch especially has become more and more technical because there's been a lot of innovation in jigs as well as reels and rods that all work together to provide different presentations in different situations.
Yeah.
And Benny is fantastic at explaining all that and sort of demystifying all that.
Now, your guy that works for you, Blaine, is also a jigging expert. He spent a couple hours here on the show with us talking about jigging and stuff like that. He's going to be there too?
Yeah.
Yeah. So he's another source. I mean, your booth is going to be really busy.
Well, I hope so.
Are you going to be there?
I am going to be there.
Wow.
Yeah.
Cool. All
I'll
right.
be there the
Coming
first first 2 days.
First 2 days.
Yeah.
Thursday and Friday.
Yeah.
Of course, that's coming up March 6th.
So. Yeah, really looking forward to it. It's really become a great show, and
it's really
I hope
a great
everybody
show.
Comes out.
Yeah, I'm sure they will. I think it's going to be a well attended show because pretty much everything there. By the way, Let's Talk Hookup will have a booth there this year. We're back in the showbiz. So
well, you got to work the whole time now.
Yeah, we're going to have a booth again, and we're going to be. It's going to be a fantastic opportunity. Tommy P and Dave Dolan, and I know Dan are going to help us out in the booth along with Wayne Cotto, formerly the director of CCA, now retired, but he just can't give up.
He's not retired.
He's not retired. He can't give up.
He was at the meeting yesterday.
Yeah, I'm sure he was.
Yeah. He's
not
retired.
But we're going to be doing a special thing in our booth to raise money to take kids fishing with in conjunction with Captain Rollo's Kids at Sea. We're going to be giving away a Talica 12, a Torium 20, and a pair of Costa sunglasses. And if you buy a bunch of tickets, you're going to get a Gamakatsu duffel. So we're going to be giving away tickets of $10 a piece, and all the money, 100%, goes to taking kids fishing and donated right directly to Captain Rollo's Kids at Sea at Friends of Rollo. So that'll be going on in our booth along with other things too. But that's our main focus is to do that. But hey, Dave, the phones are packed up and they want to talk to you. So line one is Don in Woodland Hills. Good morning, Don.
Hey, good morning, guys. Great show and excited to see Shimano at the upcoming PCS.
Great.
Great. Look forward to seeing you there, Don.
Dave, I'm a huge fan of Talica's. Actually, that was my first two-speed reel that I purchased years ago. And actually, I got a TAC 25 when Shimano donated a reel for an auction for Friends of Rollo years ago.
Oh, fantastic.
So I have two questions for you. One... the power handle on the TAC 25 now is great. I actually put one of those on there from a TAC 50 years ago.
Mm-hmm.
And can you put that power handle on a TAC, on a new TAC 20? And then the other question is, will you have the Shimano guys, the repair clinic at PCS this year?
So two good questions. Yes, that power handle from the new TAC 25 is completely interchangeable on the Talica 20. That's not a problem.
So the 20 and 25 come with two different handles.
Yeah, the 20 still has the what we call the egg knob.
Right.
So like the first generation, and then the 25 has the more L-shaped different power handle. But they are interchangeable. So you could do either way. You could put the one that's on the 20 on the 25 or the 25 on the 20. So, and then on the service team, yeah, that's a good question. Our team was still working out the details on that. So we will have people there that certainly can advise on that, but they were still finalizing that whole service area, so I can't finalize that for you right now. But okay. We're working on it, yeah.
Yeah, you're going to have quite a team there.
We're going to have a lot of people there,
yeah. A lot of people from coming from South Carolina?
Yeah, there'll be five or six of us from there, plus our Irvine team, because we still have people in Irvine. So, yeah. And then, of course, all of our sales representatives.
And the real
and
guys.
Our, you know, a lot of our pros. So, yeah.
A lot of pros. Yeah. What are the pros besides Benny Ortiz, do you know?
There's going to be quite a few. For different, all different guys.
All kinds of different guys.
Yep.
But, and again, you're going to have the real repair guys.
Yes.
Yeah.
Again, they were still working out.
Irvine-based.
Well, we have both. We have service in South Carolina and Irvine. But they're still working out the details on that space and how much they can do on the service.
Sure.
So, but that'll be worked out here. It's probably worked out now. They just didn't let me know before.
Well, you got other things to do.
Well, maybe.
Yeah. In addition, I might add, too, you spend a lot of time working on CCA. I know the big meeting yesterday. And,
yes.
How is that progressing? I mean, the whole issue with sand bass, I didn't get the report on the sand bass. Was there any news on the sand bass issue here?
The sand bass is a tough one. So there was a meeting this
Thursday.
Yeah, on Thursday. And it looked like we made progress in getting them to recognize that what they were trying to do is not the right path. And there was a lot of testimony on that seemed to really impact them. So I could go round and round. There's no conclusion yet.
Yes,
but right. The report from the meeting is that they realized that what they're trying to do is going to impact a lot of people in a really bad way, especially, you know, a lot of people that just you know, they just want to fish and take some fish home. Yeah. Half day, you know, right. Small boat people and everything. So, but it is a good, so that's not resolved yet, but we're more positive after that meeting that we can head off some of the problem than we were going in. But nonetheless, it's still a big issue about them wanting to close sand bass. There's still some people that want to close it completely during the spawning season, like no take whatsoever.
Yeah. A lot of scientists that have bad science, basically.
They have no science.
They have no science, yeah, that's
which
the
is almost worse than bad science, because you can't even argue no science,
yeah.
And that's been our issue all the way along. But, without kind of going too deep, I know it's a fishing talk show, but CCA Cal, I just really appeal to everyone that, you know, without CCA Cal, there would have been no one to defeating AB 3030 legislation, which would have cut off tremendous amount of fishing. CCA Cal was successful in that. They wanted to increase MPAs in no fishing areas, and we defeated that. A lot of it, but they're still ongoing.
And the fight, both of those fights are
still go on, but without CCA Cal, they would have just done whatever they wanted to do.
Absolutely.
So, there'd be drift gill nets out here. We defeated drift gill nets, which was huge. We prevented the establishment of a longline fishery, which when there was a longline fishery here, I think we all knew the really negative impacts of that. White sea bass hatchery is still primarily driven by CCA Cal, and CCA Cal is trying to expand that into halibut hatchery. So those are two obviously really important fisheries here, and we've seen how overall strong the white sea bass fishery is, and there's absolute evidence that the hatchery is what's contributed primarily to the growth of that white sea bass fishery.
Okay.
So, and one of the latest things is that that we're engaged in is that there are efforts afloat to increase the commercial take of bluefin by both Mexican and American fleets.
Right.
And we're really engaged in that right now because I don't think any of us want to see that. We've all enjoyed tremendous bluefin tuna fishery in the last several years.
Because of the reductions that happened.
Because of the reductions. And so if that were to go ahead, I think that would have a really negative impact. So, and then there's like some simple things that we worked with SAC to ensure that sardines remained available as a live bait. This is all like in the last 4 years.
And a lot of this stuff that is not out in the open that CCA does, but how important is that sardine fishery to our fishery? I mean, it's unbelievable.
Yeah, I know. So, there's stuff. We got the Cal-Cod Conservation Area opened after a 24-year closure. I'm sure some people enjoyed that deep water rock cod fishing. There are other issues with cod limits and fishing that we're still engaged in. They wanted more bag restrictions on California halibut, which we headed off. So, I mean, without CCA Cal, I think just in those issues that I mentioned, everyone could imagine how difficult the fishing would be here in California and how limited it would be. So this is my strong appeal to everyone to support CCA Cal. We only have two paid staff members. Everything else is volunteer. But all of these issues cost a lot of money.
Yep.
And so we really need the support for CCA Cal because there are more issues than we can handle financially right now. And
join CCA.
Join CCA.
Not a member.
Donate to CCA.
Donate.
Just help.
I donate every month. Yeah. It's an automatic debit on my credit card. And
It's a strong appeal to everyone that, again, if you enjoy our fishing, you got to have somebody looking out for it because they would – the state would close all of this fishing down if they had the option and no opposition.
Yeah.
It's that simple.
One thing I might encourage our listeners to, if you can afford it, is to be a lifetime member.
Mm-hmm.
Because all that money stays in California.
Yes, it does.
And that's the difference between being just a regular member and a lifetime member. And it's $1,000, but it's a lifetime membership. And again, all that money goes to defending our rights to go fishing.
Yeah, and again, all those issues that I mentioned, and there's more, those were all accomplished with, again, just two paid staff and volunteers. So imagine how much more work we could do if we could afford to hire additional people to engage on every issue that everyone has. Because there are issues that are near and dear to everyone based on the kind of fishing that they like to do. And if we could just hire one or two more people, imagine the capacity of issues that we would have. Again, just based on what I've said here in the last 4 years was done with two paid staff.
Yeah, it's pretty amazing. Now, in your new home, South Carolina, CCA is a big deal, too.
It's a huge deal. Yeah. Well, really, every coastal state in the country, but it's very big in South Carolina.
And they have more staff and more things. And
they
more,
do.
And they have issues, right?
We have issues not like here. Not like
it's
here.
It's California.
No one has issues like here,
no,
to be honest with you. But, I'm... It's actually really interesting because you don't meet anybody in South Carolina that fishes inshore, especially that is not a member of CCA doesn't come to the banquets and doesn't see how important it is. So, but Florida is similar and Texas is similar. And, you could go through all the states, Georgia. But anyway, it's extremely important. So a very, very strong appeal. And, we have our largest fundraising event coming up in May, the Anthony Shea Dinner.
I was just going to mention.
So
there's some guy named Dave Pfeiffer that's going to be honored with the Anthony Shea.
I am, and that is a huge honor for sure. But more importantly, if people could come out and support that dinner.
Yep.
There's great, great silent auction items, live auction items. It's a fun time. Everybody from the industry is there, and it's just a really great chance to learn more about CCA and support CCA Cal. And have a good time.
Yeah, and that's May 1st.
Yep.
It's a Thursday. It's up in Long Beach.
Yep.
And I'll be there, and I know, like you say, most notable people in the industry will be there, as well as hardcore anglers and supporters of CCA will be there. If you want to go, ccacalifornia.org, just go on the events tab, and then you can buy a ticket and come join us to honor Dave Pfeiffer and support CCA.
Yeah, and it's really cool because Bass Pro Shops came on as the title sponsor, as the presenting sponsor. And actually, I was in Missouri last week and talked to John himself, and he was very excited to support CCA Cal and support this event. And so, for a company the size of Bass Pro Shop to recognize how important it is to support CCA Cal, I think is really a big deal. And it shows... Everyone in our industry understands how different California is when it comes to how many issues we have that are challenging, that limit our fishing. And so to have somebody like that come on board and support us financially is a really, really big deal.
Yep. Yeah, for sure. Hey, when we come back, more of your phone calls and a lot more Let's Talk Hookup with Dave Pfeiffer. You stay tuned. You're listening to Southern California Sport Fishing Voice. Let's Talk Hookup on the Let's Talk Hookup app, YouTube, Facebook Live, and 97.3 The Fan.
All of us at the American Angler family want to express appreciation to our regular passengers that fish with us year after year and to the new anglers that came out this last season. We realize how precious your vacation time is, and we are truly grateful that you have chosen to spend this time with us. It's important that your experience is memorable, from the moment you call the office to the time you step off the boat. Hi, I'm Lori. Call me at the office, 619-223-5414, or check us out at AmericanAnglerSportFishing.com. Come fishing with the American Angler family and make a memory.
Get ready for the most exciting outdoor show of the year, the giant 15th annual Pacific Coast Sport Fishing Tackle Boat and Travel Show, March 6th to the 9th at the OC Fair and Event Center in Costa Mesa. Check out hundreds of sport fishing exhibitors, manufacturers, tackle dealers, fishing boats, and fishing resorts taking up all seven halls at the fairgrounds. 217,000 square feet plus fantastic seminars and free kids trout pond. Backed by popular demand, the PCS show also has freshwater to cover bass and trout. Learn from some of the top names in the sport fishing industry, from catching giant bluefin, swordfish, calico bass, and more. Take advantage of incredible show specials from major tackle retailers and boat dealers. Talk to the top fishing travel destinations. 4 full days, Thursday, March 6th to Sunday, March 9th, the 15th annual Pacific Coast Sport Fishing, Fishing Tackle, Boat, and Travel Show at the OC Fair and Events Center in Costa Mesa. Don't miss it.
This is Bob Hoots at Costa Sunglasses. Visual signs are a critical part of my fishing program, from bay bass to bluefin. I wear Costas to see what's out there. Costas are built with advanced polarization technology with our 580 lens, designed to cut through the sun's glare while providing enhanced color to see more fish. Costa was founded by a group of anglers wanting a high-performance lens for every fishing application. Costa has a West Coast-style frame and lens for your adventures. CostaSunglasses.com.
I've had the opportunity to fish many places in many different types of water, but never have I fished a place as much fun as Katmai Lodge in Alaska. Hello, my name is Harold Davis, typically fishing in the ocean, but this is an experience that you have to try for yourself. Fish natural rivers with tens of thousands of fish coming up. And they have all the gear, spinning, bait casting, fly rods, kings, silvers, pinks, sockeyes, and my favorite, the chums. Outstanding food, outstanding accommodations, great service. The lodge is located in the beautiful Katmai National Park, filled with amazing wildlife. Brown bears, moose, eagles, otters, and it has spectacular scenery. And also the fact that the lodge is located right on the Alagnac River and your boat is just steps away from your room makes it great. Do yourself a favor. Call Charmel at 1-800-330-0326 or go online, katmai.com. And like Pete says, they will hook you up.
Welcome back to Let's Talk Hookup. I got to press, see, I'm out of practice here. Got to press all the buttons here and then we'll be good. 97.3 The Fan, YouTube, Facebook Live, and Let's Talk Hookup app, of course, is where we are. And it's time for the Catch Report here. And Catch Report, we have Marcos on hold. And Catch Report is sponsored by Dana Landing in Mission Bay, your one-stop shop for everything you need to go fishing, complete deli, beverages, boating supplies, as well as one of San Diego's most complete saltwater tackle shops. And also check out East County Bait and Tackle and Lemon Grove Bait and Tackle, the best of both fresh and saltwater tackle, along with live bait. Dana Landing, of course, right next to the Dana Launch Track in Mission Bay. ECBT is at the end of the 67 Freeway in Lakeside. And Lemon Grove Bait and Tackle on Broadway and Lemon Grove. Check danalanding.com for more information. And let's talk to Mr. Marcos from C4 Sport Fishing. Good morning, Marcos.
Good morning, guys. How are you doing today?
Hey, doing great. How's the fishing?
Well, let's be honest. February has not been very nice to us weather-wise, and I think we only got one trip out since the last time I talked to you guys, and the Seaport went out on that, or I believe it was actually the Sea Watch went out on a half day there, and what about what we've seen? Good whitefish in there, a little bit of bass, kids, other stuff in there, but beyond that, the weather did not play nice this week, but they're back out there. We're selling tickets for the morning trip right now, and go back out, take a look around. So, not much report, but I would look at the website. We've got trips coming up, as long as that weather cooperates and keep running them, with those half days. The Tribute still has their day and a half schedule on the weekend going down the coast there. We're starting to put more trips up throughout the year. And one thing we talk about at this time of the year is if you're looking to do a charter kind of a group outing, now's the time to start planning that. Don't wait till fishing's good because a lot of times by then it's too late. So check the website, seafortlanding.com. Got our full schedule up there. We've got all kinds of information about chartering the boats, schedules, make reservations straight online. Give us a call at the office, 619-224-3383. Or come down and visit us in person. Grab a burrito next door, get your gear tuned up, get ready for the upcoming season, and then hop out on a boat and go fishing.
All right. Well, thanks, Marcos. Great job. Appreciate that very much. And we will talk to you next Saturday. I'll bet it's going to be way better next Saturday.
I'm hoping I have something a little better to report next weekend.
I think so, for sure. The weather's supposed to be nice this week. So let's go get them. Appreciate that, Marcos. Thanks a lot for the call. Talk to you next week. All right.
Talk to you then, guys.
All right. And, hey, let's jump back into those jam-packed phones. Roy from San Diego's on the line, on line two. Good morning, Roy.
Hey, good morning, guys. Dave, you touched earlier on the new Tranks that's out. and I heard it was a 300. A couple of real quick questions. How often does Shimano kind of look at their reels and say, okay, it's time for not a reboot or upgrade, but see what the public has been doing and how can we make it a little bit better? And then is that upgrade, I guess, going to go on to the other series of the train?
Good question. So your first one is a little bit difficult to answer. We obviously are watching everything all the time. So what we study are our service records, any complaints customers have about products. We study how they're being used and, you know, all those factors. And what that results in is that, you know, some products may stay the same for a really long time because we're just not having any issues and how they're being used hasn't changed that much. Like Tiagra is an example of that. Whereas other products, we may see that the market in terms of how they're being used has changed, which is requiring maybe different features or something different, or maybe people are seeing issues over a longer term with them that we didn't see in the short term, and so then we make the decision to renew them. But then also that has to be combined with our technology abilities, our engineering abilities, to where we can actually do something meaningful to change it, make it lighter, make it stronger, make it whatever. So all those factors come into play. So you see some factors some products change more quickly than others. And I will say typically freshwater products change a bit faster than saltwater products. And that is just because the freshwater markets in terms of techniques and everything change. Like, for example, if anyone's following freshwater, the whole use of forward-facing sonar has exploded. And
yes.
So the types of lures that they're using, the weight, the pound test lines that they're using, and the techniques they're using is just changing rapidly to where they're demanding, you know, new and different features and technologies in the reels that we have to sort of keep up with, whereas certain saltwater markets maybe aren't changing quite as fast. So it's a combination of all those factors. I hope that answers your question. And on tranks, yeah, the changes that we introduce in tranks will flow to the other tranks. That's pretty typical. We just usually don't have the engineering capacity to do them all at once. So we phase them in.
Yeah, it's like there's a lot to do.
It is.
Hey, Roy, thanks a lot for the phone call this morning. Line 6, we have John in Anaheim. Good morning, John.
Good morning, guys. I'm excited like a kid in a candy store. But my question to Dave is, I purchased a Talica 12 from a man named Billy Kay like 10 years ago, and I haven't ever done anything to it but wash it off with water, and I got 3 fish last year. My best was 170 on the 12, and such a great reel. I mean, now I almost have every Talica that you guys make, and it's just a great product, and I can't talk too much about them because I don't know like the how they work, but I've never had to service it. Billy K caught a 220 pounder on the 12, and man, it's just it's the bomb.
There they are. That's one of my favorite reels.
Yeah,
of all
it is.
That's Talica 12, and the new Talica 12.
Yeah,
the Talica 12A is even better. That's the thing, is that, John, you're going to have to upgrade because it is that much better.
John, it sounds like you got it. You said you didn't know anything about them, but it sounds like you got it figured out pretty good if you're catching fish like that. So
that's it.
Yeah.
To your question, Pete?
Yes.
So my friends all at Performance Tackle tell me a 12's too small, right? So I upgraded it to a 16A, right? I had to get a bigger reel, but actually it fits. It's smaller than my 12, but has more line. How do you do that?
Yes, he explained that earlier. It's all in the machining. Hey, John, thanks a lot for the phone call this morning. Appreciate that very, very much. We're going to try and sneak in one more before the end of the top of the hour here. John in San Diego on 4 there.
Hey, good morning, gentlemen.
Real quick, John, we only have about 30 seconds for you.
So my question is, on the tranks, on the new one, right, what Power Pro line do you recommend for that casts really well, you know, that you would think is specific to that reel itself?
Quick answer to that. A little bit depends on, you know, sort of what you're doing, whether you're like calico bass fishing or if you're throwing surface iron. But anything in, to me, the 30 to 50 pound, especially max quattro, I think is ideal. 30 or 40 maybe being the best all around for calico bass fishing, stuff like that. That's going to be a good mix of capacity and easy casting.
Yeah. All right. Hey, thanks a lot for the call. We've come to the top of the hour here. And for those of you listening on the Let's Talk Hookup app, watching us on YouTube, Facebook Live, tune in. Full hour coming up next with Dave and more. And, of course, if you're on the fan, move over to the app, Aerith, YouTube, and Facebook Live. We'll see you on the other side here very shortly. Thanks to Jeff in the fan studio, and we'll be right back.
45 years. That's how long we've been right here on Mission Bay, helping friends and family like you discover the joy of sailing, kayaking, and everything life on the water has to offer. I'm Logan from Bassline Kayaks, and if you ask Ron and Debbie Wayne whether 45 years feels like a long time, they'll tell you time flies when you're having fun. You see, the Lanes have followed their passion for a life on the water, and they've made a living inviting others along for the ride. Over the years, the shop has grown and changed, and so have the employees and products inside. From selling catamarans in the 1970s as newlyweds, living in a VW bus in the store parking lot, to being the destination Hobie fishing kayak store they are today, working with their two sons and daughter. You might be looking for a new way to enjoy time on the water with your family, or maybe you're looking for a new way to stay active, enjoy nature, explore, and catch a spotted bay bass. Whatever your goals, come visit us in Dana Landing on Mission Bay, and we'll get you geared up and ready to enjoy life on the water.
Turner's Outdoorsman, Southern California's number one shooting, hunting, and fishing tackle retailer since 1971, is right in your neighborhood. Now with stores throughout Southern, Central, and Northern California. No one does it better. Turner's Outdoorsman brings you the best prices and selection, plus a knowledgeable staff that will help make your day on the water or in the field more fun. Stop by your neighborhood Turner's Outdoorsman. To find a location nearest you, check the web at turners.com and sign up for special deals and more.
The lighter the bite and the cleaner the water means one thing. We need a thinner leader, more natural presentations. That's where Seaguar Gold Label Leader Material shines. It's Seaguar's thinnest leader material yet. That means it's even less visible underwater and creates more natural presentations for better catch rates on leader-shy fish. With exceptional knot and tinsel strength, this advanced leader material is now available from 2-pound test for fishing trout in the Sierra to 80-pound test for big yellowfin in Guadalupe. Get Seaguar Gold Label at your favorite tackle dealer or learn more at Seaguar.com.
Everyone has their go-to fishing spot. My spot is Kingfisher Charters in Sitka, Alaska. Rockcod Rick here to say if you're looking for the ultimate Alaska experience and the best value in Alaska, it's Kingfisher Charters. Owner Seth Bone and his crew consistently deliver deluxe accommodations, the finest food, world-class fish processing, and top-of-the-line fishing experience. We've literally sent hundreds of our listeners to Kingfisher, and they all can't wait to go back. Most Alaska resorts make big promises, and they don't deliver, or they'll nickel and dime you to drive up the cost, but not Kingfisher. Fisher. Everything is included. Your license, fish processing, super deluxe accommodations, amazing food, airport transfers, your gear. Literally all you need to bring is your layer clothing, and Kingfisher covers the rest. They also have the finest boats and charter captains in Sitka, all for the ultimate value. Take it from me. Book your trip to Kingfisher Charters and you'll thank me. Kingfisher Charters, 800-727-6136, or check kingfishercharters.com.
The PCS show is coming, and we will have our best booth at the show. Hi, this is Doug Kern from Fisherman's Landing Tackle. Check us out in the wildly popular saltwater building at the PCS show in Costa Mesa, where we will have some amazing deals for you on rods, reels, lures, and clothing. Everything at the Fisherman's Landing Tackle booth will be on sale. And as always, our expert staff will help you select that perfect setup for the fish you want to pursue. For saltwater tackle at the PCS show, your best stop is the Fisherman's Landing Tackle Booth. The name that stands out among anglers is Fisherman's Landing, your top choice in local and long-range fishing. We offer the finest open party trips from 1 to 3 days, the best charter boats available, and of course, our world-renowned long-range fleet. Fisherman's Landing offers half-day trips on the Dolphin and full-day trips on the Liberty. Many trips can be easily booked online at fishermanslanding.com. I'll see you at Fisherman's Landing in San Diego.